Welcome to Woof Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I am RI, partner in crime is JC. I'm fired up to be here, mate. I love this time of the week. I get caught up on all things greyhound racing by you. How's the week been?
Great week. Very excited about this week. Got a lot to cover. Yeah. And we've had to leave out a few big races itself. So looking to wrap up Richmond, go through the Horsham Cup as well as the Perth League. Perth League kicks off.
Yeah, well, let's quickly just have a look at the show rundown. So we're going to start, as you say, we're going to look at the Oaks and Derby final, which was at Richmond on Friday night. Then we're going to look at the Horsham Cup heats, and Explicit, maybe the best dog in Australia, is back from maybe a little bit of an injury or maybe just didn't perform, you know, in the Australian Cup heats. And then we'll move on to WA, where WA gets a bit of action. They've got the Galaxy, which is a distance race, and also the Perth Cup. So we'll have a look at some of the preludes from then. We'll also have a look at the all-in markets for those races, which are in a couple of weeks' time. Let's get into it. Let's start at Richmond. I mean, going to go to the Oaks, and you can see here Shanghai Susie jumps out of box two and goes on to win. Tell us about what you saw.
Yeah, well, she was really well supported here in betting. She was about 360 when we did the preview show into $2.60. Hopefully it was some of the members of the den diving into one of my tips. The three and the four wanted to use the track Akai Princess and Coco Model, which allowed Shanghai Susie to jump straight on the bunny. Once she got there, she was really never losing. That makes it four starts for four wins from box two. Akai Princess flashes home there for second, probably costs herself the race on the first turn by conceding ground and wanting to get off the track. And Maya Hepburn falls into third place there. So I think out of that race, probably Shanghai Susie's probably still the dog to go take forward. So, yeah, good win.
And do you think she would have the potential to be in a Golden Easter Egg or one of those headline events? What kind of class are we at here?
Oh, she'll be in the heats, but she's probably got no chance in an Easter Egg, to be frank. So, yeah.
And, of course, the Oaks is an age-restricted race for bitches.
Yeah.
Let's move to an age-restricted race for the boys, which is the Derby. We're looking at box seven, Go Bears.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Jumped as well as he did the week prior. Went straight to the front. There's a bit of a jam up there on the first turn with the box three, both bows ace, using a bit of the track. And, yeah, he was outstanding. 29, I think 47 his run was. I think the unlucky runner in the race that I want to take out of it is a dog by the name of Mr. Peregrine. He was severely checked, box eight on the first turn there. He finished last, but he's run home 1669, which was only a tick outside Zipping Caleb, who was the fastest in the race, 1665. He won a 600-meter race a few days earlier. So I think Mr. Peregrine has got to be better suited to Wentworth Park, slightly bigger track than Richmond, potentially Bull Eyes and Goulburn's, and then in turn up to 600 metres. I think he's a really nice dog, one that we can back through the grades. But, yeah, take nothing away from Go Bears. It was a brilliant win. Good to see young trainer Jay Opetaia win his first group race. It was a big week for him. He got Young Purse of the Year for Grand Race in New South Wales. So big week for Jay. Well done to everyone in Go Bears and Mr. Peregrine, dog to follow.
Would Go Bears go towards a Golden Easter Egg or something like that?
Yeah, and I think off that run, he'd definitely be a dog to watch, especially with that early box speed. I think he's already been in a big race at Wentworth Park or maybe a big semi-final. So he can run 29.80 or so on the arm and be hard enough to hold out.
Cool. We're going to move the Horsham Cup. We're going to watch a couple of heats from there. Just quickly tell us, what is the Horsham Cup and what's it about?
Well, it's a Group 2 Country Cup race, one of many races in Victoria for really good prize money, over the 485 metres. This year they got four heats. Top two in each heat make the final. And there was two really, really brilliant winners and one of the highest profile dogs in Australia went around.
Yeah, okay, so let's start by watching it. So we're going to go to heat two and we're looking for Explicit, which is going to jump out of the red.
Yeah, he jumped as well as he normally does. He didn't jump as well, obviously, in the Australian Cup semi-final where in the wash-up he had a few niggling injuries, but he was just brilliant here. It was a really good field chasing him too, Rich. The eight here, Shimmer Shadow, he's a very well-profiled dog, especially around the country U-turn tracks, as well as Fernando Phil in box four, the white dog here. Mm-hmm. He was a finalist in the Oz Cup that we covered last week, so he didn't beat any slouches there and he's absolutely smashed them. So he ran the third fastest time of the night and he's got to start a raging hot favourite in the final.
And just quickly on Explicit, so they thought that he hurt himself pretty badly in the Australian Cup heats, but maybe he didn't. It was just an off night and we just think it was an anomaly and we press on. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, I was speaking to a bloke yesterday who's got his finger in a lot of pies, very well respected in the industry, and he said Explicit went around Horsham for a trial and just about broke the track record. So obviously nothing's wrong with him. And judging by that win, the dogs he beat more so, yeah, he's fine. So he's ready to get cracking. Golden Easter Egg, Sand Groper, race is still on the agenda for Explicit.
Got to get through Horsham Cup final first. But correct, let's quickly look at one more heat.
He'll be winning
before
rich.
We look at the market. I like to hear that. So we're going to go to heat four, and we're looking at Tangella Bale.
Yeah, she's a bitch in serious form. She raced at Horsham a couple of days prior to this run and run a tick outside the track record, followed it up with another brilliant display of speed. She's only run 1.5 lengths off the track record here. Nature Strip, the canine version, box three here, takes off really good ground, really nice run from him, and he's seen really good support in the early markets. As you can see, she sort of curls up there late, but I expect her to be a little bit stronger come finals time, but she's got a tricky box there, Rich, box five.
Okay, so yeah, let's bring up the the final market for, and we've also got the box draw as well. Yep. Yeah, you tell me. So you think Explicit at 2:30 is a great bet?
Yes, I want to make him an official Thursday set tip. I was going to say Saturday set tip. I felt like the king here.
And it's an official Dogs in the Den tip.
Correct. I think he's really well boxed in the eight. He's only had one start from the eight. Uh-huh. He won at the Meadows over the 5:25, where he produced a 4.97 first sectional. That's completely unheard of. He does want to get back to the rails. However, I think he's boxed really well here. Shimmer Shadow in box seven initially steps left, whereas Tangella Bale, she's in a really tricky box. Squeeze box, Verdi, kennel mate to Explicit. He wants to get off the track a little bit. And the six, Wartime Novelty, wanted to rail last week. So I think Explicit can show his high cruising speed, cross this field, and he's going to improve from his heat run and be very hard to beat.
Okay, fantastic. All right, let's move on from Horsham. Let's go to Western Australia. So is this one of the bigger nights of racing when we've got the Galaxy and the Perth Cup on in Western Australia?
Yeah, guaranteed. Two Group 1 races, one over the 5:20 and another one over the 7:10 metres there. 7:15 metres, I think.
Yeah, it's 7:15.
Getting mixed up there, Rich, covering so many races this week. Yeah, brilliant night of racing. Probably won't have the quality it's had in previous years. Just doesn't – well, we haven't had the fields out yet, but doesn't look like a lot of the Victorian dogs or New South Wales dogs are going over there. So – hopefully the WA dogs can bathe in all the prize money that's available.
Sure. So we're going to look at one of the preliers. So we've got the preliers first, and then we have the heats on Saturday night, then we have the finals the following Saturday night. But you wanted to look at Flying Frida out of box two.
Well, a theme of greyhound racing in general, find the front, halfway home. She does that here,
yeah.
Produces brilliant sectionals to the first and second mark. She's a bitch that's won over all distances at Cannington, 5:20, 600 and the 7:15. I think she's best suited at the 7:15 because she can get out in front, high ball, and be very hard to run down. She is a bit susceptible late, which could find her out in a Group 1 Galaxy if there's a strong dog on her bottom. But here we have Chloe Ann in box three getting the better of Hurricane Taylor. And a dog I want to point out here by the name of Zylan Bale. He was somewhat rushed up to this race. He had a 600-metre trial about a fortnight ago, straight up to the 7:15. I thought he was making good ground mid-race and just peaked on his run late. So I think he's a dog you can definitely watch out for in the Galaxy heats, which will be on Saturday night.
Do you know how many heats there are on Saturday night?
Fields haven't come out yet, but I think judging by the all-in market, probably three heats, I assume. So I'll be the top two and the two fastest thirds.
What are you seeing in that market up on the screen now?
Well, a lot of dogs that won't be there, yeah. Pretty much. So I'm not sure where Like Wildfire is. I can't comment on that, but he hasn't been sighted in any of these races that we've been covering. So I'm assuming he's injured or he's looking to other things. I'm pretty sure King Tommy broke his hock about a month or two ago, so he won't be there. Pearly Tears, haven't seen that dog for about a month. Mm-hmm. And then you've got obviously Flying Frida at $7. Savick, who actually run faster than Flying Frida on the same night in a graded 7:15. And you've got Kenya Amy, who was a really nice winner at the Meadows on Saturday night, first time at the 725 at the Meadows. No, 7:30 at the Meadows. Getting mixed up, all these bloody numbers. They should just have a standard.
They should.
They should just have a standard. Anyway, so I think Flying Frida, Savick and Kenya Amy, similar to the Rookie Rebel that we covered a couple of weeks ago, where I suggested probably equal staking Raiders Guide, Fast Minardi and Father Rick. They ended up running first, second, fourth. I think these dogs, they've got to go around, you know, anywhere between $1.50 to probably $3 in their heats. Mm-hmm. And they've got to probably all be in the final. So I think you can equal stake them, okay. Take about $6 to $4, $3 and get a result.
Sounds good. Let's keep rolling. Let's go to the Perth Cup. Racing, and we're looking at Sunset Frazier out of the eight box, already well in front.
Yeah, already well in front. This litter, David Hobby, master trainer over in WA, one of the most well-regarded trainers across Australia and all time. He's named this litter after all the great boxers, which you could potentially run us through. So Sunset Frazier, Sunset Tyson's another one, and I can't name another boxer. But Sunset Frazier, brilliant here. He's a dog that's got freakish early speed. He can pretty much go anywhere across Australia and be competitive at Group 1 level, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
He's run, I think he's got the second sectional record there now at Cannington, and he might potentially be close enough to breaking that first sectional record. So realistically, those dogs behind him, those are probably the best dogs currently in WA.
Uh-huh.
The dog they're probably missing there is maybe a Crumble Manelli or Elite Machine, which I'm not sure where he is currently. So, yeah, he's just made them look silly. He's a young dog on the up. He can win from bloody any box, really, with that searing speed.
So we've got the marker for the Perth Cup up on the screen. What are you seeing? Of course, Morton there, one of the favourite dogs of Dogs in the Den.
Yes, he's won a few feature races and nice races since we've been doing these podcasts. Once again, similar to the Galaxy, I'm not sure if Morton's going to be there or Big Energy or Transponder. We have to wait until those heats come out, potentially on Wednesday afternoon. But Sunset Frazier there, $8, he'll be there, and he'll be very hard to beat. He can win from any box with his sheer top cruising speed. Electrified, good dog, probably better suited at 600 metres, in my opinion. Hinto, getting a bit older, but still can reel off a good run. Elite Machine, not sure where he is at. Crumble Manelli's probably, I think he won the Sand Groper last year, so he can win a big feature race. So, yeah, I think Sunset Frazier is a new dog on the scene. I dead set think he can win a Group 1 anywhere, and I think he should be favourite in the Perth Cup.
Unreal. All right, let's move to your tips, the most important part of the show.
Mm. Yes, well, I've got three tips. We've already given out explicit, so back him now at the 2:20, at the 2:30, because I've got a feeling he might start in the tomato sauce, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go to Albion Park. These tips run on Thursday.
Yes.
There was a few people, especially yourself, that didn't exactly know when the tips were running, but
so
that's okay.
This is Thursday night. All these tips run on Thursday night?
Correct. Well, no, explicit's on Friday night. But these two tips, they're on Thursday night. We'll kick off at Albion Park. I've got one tip there. Race 5, number 2, Dixie Gambles. Nothing improves them like ownership, Rich, and I own this bitch. So she won for us a fortnight ago at a nice price, and she never really looked like losing straight to the front. She's absolutely flying right now. I think she just continues to hit new peaks every single start. I thought last week she had box 8. She got caught wide in the first turn. Big runaway winner, 7 sinners. Very nice bitch. Keep your eye out for her. I just think this is the easiest race she's faced to date since being down in Brisbane. I got her mapped to lead the race, and I think she'll prove very hard to run down. Probably won't get the luxurious price that we've been getting recently since she's a bit more exposed now, but I think she'll be very hard to beat. And we'll head to Hobart for one tip. Race 2, number 3, Coal Valley Lass. Made an impressive debut last week over this track and trip, running second to Faster Than Nan, who is 3 from 3. Showed great box speed to offset a tricky box. Draws a little bit better here in box 3. I think she's capable of going a touch quicker now that she's had she's got the track experience, and she's obviously having her second start now. And I think with that run under her belt, she'll be very hard to hold out.
Unreal. All right. Great show. It's had great momentum. Let's keep it going and quickly close off. So we're going to be back next Tuesday. We'll be able to review explicit in the Horsham Cup.
Winning,
hopefully. Yeah. And then we'll also have a look at the heats from the Galaxy and the Perth Cup. And then also there's another race on the horizon, the Country Classic from Dubbo, that you want us to start having a bit of a look at.
Yeah, well, we've got semi-finals not too far away. Competitors have come from all walks of New South Wales, and it's the biggest 600-metre race in New South Wales for the year, and it's always a great night out there in Dubbo. A shame we can't get down there this year, but
I'd love to get
I'm sure we're going to be doing something else, which you'll probably mention either this episode or down the road, but there's obviously a few things in the pipeline for Dogs in the Den.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll definitely try and get something good going around the Golden Easter Egg. That's the most realistic thing. But thank you very much for the support. The momentum is building, and we will see you next Tuesday, and we will do it all again up the Den.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.